interpretation of Haiti would probably involve fewer tears than doing that same interpretation these days. Well, it's stuck into the end of our first hour today already. That's quite extraordinary. I can't believe it's 11 o'clock already. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Bass player Roberto Acapinti has been one of the mainstays of the Canadian jazz scene for a long time. He has just released an album called Remnants. I think that's perhaps because a lot of the tracks come from very different sources of when they were recorded and who's on the recordings and everything else. But it's a great sort of variety of a lot of the work that Acapinti has done over the years. I'm going to play three tracks. The first two are trio tracks. The first one is Touareg, and that was composed by Roberto Acapinti. And Somewhere is the Leonard Bernstein tune from West Side Story, of course. And the third track is a track called Agosto, which was also composed by Acapinti, but has a larger group: Les Alt on flutes, Luis Denis on alto, John Johnson on bass clarinet, Hilario Duran on piano, Mark Kelso on drums, a larger group setting. So the first two tracks will be Somewhere and Touareg, and then the larger band will be on the third track, Agosto. Here's bass player Roberto Acapinti. I don't think I mentioned, just before I hit the button here, this trio has Acapinti on bass, but it has Adrian Farrugia on piano and Lauren L. Lewis on drums. I gave you the personnel for the large group, but not for the trio. So here is Adrian Farrugia, Lauren L. Lewis, and Roberto Acapinti. Somewhere.
Thank you.
bass player Roberto Acapinti with three tracks from his latest release called Remnants, a collection of tracks recorded at different places at different times with different folks. And it's sort of a nice sort of a microcosm of Roberto Acapinti's vast experience and career in Canadian jazz. Well, it's now 11:18 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. We stream live at CKUW.ca and archive our programs there as well. So you don't need to listen live if that's just not convenient for you and you want to check it out. You could do it any time of the day or night. Just CKUW.ca, follow the link to Voyage, and Bob's your uncle, as they used to say. I'm going into my historical segment now. I mentioned at the outset that something had triggered Herbie Hancock's name, and I decided I was going to play some tracks from an album that doesn't get a lot of the play that Hancock has. It was recorded in 1964. He wasn't an infant then, but that was fairly early in his career, because that was 60 years ago, and he's still going. Early days, he was with Miles Davis. I remember hearing an interview with Herbie Hancock saying that his time with Miles was a growth experience, and he mentioned a concert in which he, that is Herbie Hancock, made a horrible mistake on the piano while Miles was playing. And without a blink, Miles built the mistake into what he was playing, and no one in the audience would have heard anything other than what they think was expected. And Hancock said, yeah, Miles' skill in doing that and things like that was unparalleled. This album was a studio album recorded on Blue Note in 64. And it has a sort of a neat group here. Alongside Hancock on piano is trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, although he is playing cornet here instead of trumpet, if that sound is one you can distinguish. Bassist Ron Carter and drummer Tony Williams, the great Tony Williams. This was recorded in the famous Van Gelder Studios in New Jersey. The album was given a very good plug in Downbeat and in the various other reviewing mechanisms of the day. And the Penguin Guide to Jazz includes it. And it says that it officially, a record that officially established Hancock as a major artist in his own right, end quote. So from 1964, I'm going to play three tracks. First one's called One Finger Snap. Second one's called Ololo Qui Valley, and it's the alternate take. If you have that album or know about it, there was a re-release and me mastering, and that's the alternate take. And then The Egg, which I think that Hancock has has released on various occasions, certainly not just this one. So from Blue Note, from 1964, Empyrean Isles is the name of the album. Here's Herbie Hancock, starting with One Finger Snap. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Egg. That was the last track there of my historical segment today, which is the Herbie Hancock album Imperium Isles, and from 1964. And a relatively young Herbie Hancock, but still you can tell from his playing and his compositions that all the pieces were there, and his lengthy and distinguished career had started before that and has continued unabated. It's 11:54 Central Time, and I know you're just really eager to know what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin, and I hope you will all do that. This is a great little station, and even though our ERP is not as extensive as some other of the larger stations, we broadcast way above our potential, put it that way. Excuse me. And this program within all of that is called Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays, streamed live at ckuw.ca and archived there as well. Well, I really didn't plan this way, but I just noticed that the last track of the Herbie Hancock historical segment that I just played was The Egg. And I'm now moving to an album by Andrew Cyrille called Breaking the Shell. No, I didn't plan that. It just the way it worked out. Andrew Cyrille is a drummer. And as I mentioned earlier on, he has with him here Bill Frisell on guitar. And they were both on the earlier track that was recorded 10 years ago with Lee Konitz and Jacob Bro. But this is a new record on Red Hook Records, a new label for me. And Bill Frisell on guitar, Kit Downs British organist, and Andrew Cyril on drums. This is really good stuff. Andrew Cyril is a known quantity in terms of what you can expect, and that's challenging, interesting, entertaining, and neat stuff. So I'm going to play three tracks from actually Breaking the Shell. The first one is called, are you ready for this? It's called May 4th. Everybody knows May the 4th, and it always has a special meaning, and I know it's only January, but so May the 4th is going to be with you this morning. And moving on, the second one is called Untitled, and I know I think I've probably been watching too much Big Bang Theory, because I can hear out there someone saying, wait a minute, if the track is called Untitled, it's not Untitled. Its title is Untitled. So it has a title that says that the title is Untitled. I'm going to move along before it gets too bizarre altogether. The third track is called Cassay Vale, and I don't have anything cute to say about that. Here's Andrew Cyril from Breaking the Shell, May the 4th.